Chris, that's an emphatic home win. You must be really pleased with that.
Yeah, we're delighted with everybody. It was a real team effort and got our just rewards.
Obviously the first 20 minutes a bit scrappy while teams were sort of trying to find each other's weaknesses, but then a great goal's opened it up for you from Jimmy Ryan.
Yeah, he was nip and tuck at that stage, and it took a bit of quality from Jimmy, and the lad has got a lot of quality, and his finish was superb, and it just gave everybody a lift, the crowd, give us as staff and the players a lift, and the lads responded and took the game on from there.
Never really looked back after that. A slice of fortune about David Balls, but good football leading up to the strike in the first place.
Yeah, it was good football. I mean, to be fair, I don't think we've had any of them in the last 2.5 years or so, so we'll gladly take that.
And then obviously after half-time, really pushed the pedal then, and a really good performance in the second half, punctuated by a couple of goals, and you'd be delighted for the strikers to get on the end of them. Jamie Proctor again, and Jameel Matt, first one back after a hell of a long time out.
Yeah, it's great to have all the strikers scoring, and we've got Dec McManus as well, who's off the mark, and he'll score goals. So if we can get our strikers scoring consistently and playing like they have today, then we'll certainly have a good season.
A week ago today, we were stood at Boundary Park bemoaning missing chances and not being clinical in front of goal, and 8 goals later, what on earth were we talking about?
Yeah, a week's a long time in football, and 8 goals later, everybody's over the moon. But we know we've been playing well in the games that we haven't got results from. We have been creating chances, and I think the last two games we've took our chances, and that is the difference at any level. You've got to take your chances.
There were turning points in the other games, weren't there, where there weren't quite the chances and then you've got punished on the break, but today when the chances cropped up, you've scored, and probably you've had a couple of headers from corners as well that I'm guessing you wouldn't mind being on the end of.
Yeah, going back in the day, I'd have liked a few of them deliveries that we've been having, but we were ruthless today in front of goal, and that was the difference.
And for you, particularly, and Graham as ex-defenders, be delighted to see the clean sheet as well.
Yeah, clean sheets always give you a platform to build on and get a result from, and today was a very good clean sheet.
And of course, there's been a lot of talk about injuries to your centre-backs, to Egert Jonsson and also to Nathan Pond, and the lack of height across the back four or the back three, but today they've coped admirably with whatever's been thrown at them.
Yeah, the three of them have been superb, and Connor and Danny are comfortable when they step in, and they really do make the system work because they're comfortable on the ball. Both very good defenders, both got legs, and they showed how good players they are today.
And Stevie Jordan, of course, is an experienced player, and he showed today reading the game is so important as well, isn't it?
Yeah, he's played at the top level, brings a vast amount of experience. He talks the game and talks to Connor and Danny and the younger players in the team, and his experience is vital to us at the moment.
One of the features I thought of today's game was the effectiveness of the wing backs. It's a system that you've developed this term, first time you've really played it, and it really worked today, didn't it? Amari Bell much more involved in the game than he has been in previous games, and some really good balls into the box, great delivery for two of the goals in the second half.
Yeah, to be fair, they're both great athletes, Tyler and Amari, and they've both got bags of pace. Both young lads. I think Tyler's played 10-12 games. Amari's probably the same, so in terms of experience, very, very little, so they'll take time. We'll have to be patient, but today again, with their athleticism that they've got and their attitude and sort of will to win and the running power that they've got, they were different class, and again it sort of turned the tide in our favour.
And people have got to realise that you've brought a lot of youngsters into this squad this year, and it's going to take a little bit of time to gel, but the signs are really promising after 4 games, aren't they?
Yeah, the signs are promising. I mean, I think we've probably lost over 2,000 league games, which is a hell of a hit to take as a squad in terms of lads that have left. So the lads that have come in are all lads we promise, all lads that we think can go on and have good careers. But again, that's going to take time. They're going to be ups and down this season, and we're going to have to understand that's how it's going to be.
But confidence is a great factor in all sport, particularly in football as well. And these two results, Tuesday and today, must set you up really, and must be looking forward to Doncaster now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think the result on Tuesday really lifted the lads. They've been superb since, and I think you could tell the excitement of the boys in the dressing room just couldn't wait to get started today. And obviously we've followed on from that. And when you're getting results and you're playing like that, you can't wait for the next game to come.
How important are characters like Jimmy Ryan and Bobby Grant? They've come into the squad. You've lost a lot of experience and potentially like Mark Roberts and one or two others, a lot of leaders out of the squad. And for them to come in, the characters that we know they are from having played in the region before, they must really be able to help those young lads and lift that dressing room as well.
Yeah, vital. I mean, we are a very young squad, and with the likes of Jimmy, Bobby Grant, Stevie Jordan, it's vital that we did our homework, and we knew we needed two or three reasonably experienced lads, and those lads that we've brought in have been tremendous for us.